After going back-to-back games through Alberta, the Toronto Rock are 2-0. And if you happen to listen to Off the Crossbar Lacrosse Show on Team 1410 this past week and teamradio.ca, you might have heard me say, did anybody actually ever think that was possible? Well, I'm sure there's at least 23 guys wearing blue, white, and red of the Toronto Rock that definitely thought that was possible. And one of the guys that was a part of that Toronto Rock team that beat Calgary on Saturday and Edmonton on Sunday, number 66 in your program, the goaltender, Nick Rose, joining us here on the podcast. Rosie, how are you?
I'm doing well. Body's a little sore, just trying to get rested up after the weekend, but two big wins makes the pain a little easier.
How tough was that? You know, I've had some people, you know, comment to me, oh, it's just two games, it's no big deal, it's the early part of the season, but to go on the road for your first two games of the year and to have to play in Alberta, how mentally exhausting was that road trip?
Well, by the time we got to red-eye flight last night, it was really exhausting. obviously, once you get there and you're already in Alberta, it's not too bad because we've been prepared and we've been chomping at the bit to get the season started. So having the two games out there wasn't too bad, but by the time it's all said and done, you can kind of feel the toll it takes on you.
You did a lot of work in those two games. You saw a lot of rubber. Have you taken an ice bath yet?
No, I'm not a big guy for an ice bath. I just like to kind of rest up and then when get back at it, get a good stretch in and whatnot, just to get back at it. We have practice Wednesday, so hopefully by then some of the bruises have gone away. And I don't know. I think we did a great job. Our D gave me the shots I wanted to see this weekend. So I don't know. I'm excited at how we played, and the pain is definitely easier.
Yeah, definitely. The winning pain is a lot easier to bear than losing pain. But how important was that for you guys to get off to a good start? I know they're Canadian rivals, which is huge for you guys, but they're also out of division. But in a 9-team league, how important was it for you guys to get off to a quick start?
Well, obviously, going 2-0 is huge. And as tight as the East was last year, like, that just makes these games even more important. So for us to grab the first two, hopefully it'll go a long way for us. And obviously going into Calgary Saturday, a hostile environment, and you don't really know what to expect, to be honest with you. You kind of are going into it, kind of trying to see where you stand as a team, and you want to get off on the right foot, but it's kind of hard to predict what's going to happen. You just kind of got to go and play and hope for the best.
This is the Off the Crossbar podcast brought to you by IsleIndoor.com. I'm your host, Teddy Jenner, speaking with Nick Rose. Your first full year in Toronto. You came over late in a late season trade from Calgary to the Rock, and you were pretty instrumental in helping them, you know, reassert themselves and get them into the playoffs and had a pretty healthy playoff run. But what's your focus now? I'm sure it doesn't change from year to year, but now that you're a full season starting the year as a starting goaltender in the National Lacrosse League, what's your focus as a goaltender?
I don't think things change too much. I think probably the main thing is just being focused on being consistent throughout the whole season, and obviously getting traded at the deadline, it was kind of just come in here, just kind of play your game and not really worry about everything else. Obviously with a full schedule, just got to stay consistent. Hopefully now with the comfort factor, being with this group of guys for a little bit longer will help. And yeah, just kind of got to stay even keel and play my game, and hopefully that will translate to some success this season.
Are you building off your summer season? Because you had one of the best summer seasons I've seen from a goaltender ever. I think your goals against average was under 7 all year long, and you had a great defense in front of you. Are you building off of that going into this year with Toronto?
Yeah, I think that helped. But I think playing with Toronto at the end of last season really kind of gave me my game back a little bit heading into the summer. So I almost think that, like, playing with Toronto has helped me for this year, not really the summer. I think starting some games at the end of last off season really got me going again. Obviously, having a great summer was on my goal list anyways, and main goal was to try and win a Man Cup, but that obviously didn't happen. But for us to go as far as we did and have a good summer, I think really helped.
You still got a long way ahead of you for that Man Cup, but you're still young, and that's a good young Coquitlam team, and I'm sure a Man Cup run is within your guys' grasp. You're in Toronto, back home, but you also have a new job and a new practice facility, and that's very helpful when you have an owner like Jamie Dowick, who has the facility and the ability to build a brand new practice rink out there in Oakville. Have you ever seen anything like that?
To be quite honest with you, no. It's for a lacrosse player and a fan of the game, it's something pretty well out of this world. Hopefully it sets a precedent, and you can hopefully see some more of these facilities popping up all over the place. But it is pretty spectacular, and I'm proud to have a little part of that as a player and even as an employee of the facility. So I'm just real excited about the situation I'm in, and I couldn't be more thankful to obviously our owner Jamie Dowick and our organization. So it is pretty spectacular. So hopefully, if everybody has a chance to get out to see it, they take that opportunity.
Yeah, it's quite. I obviously haven't been there, but I've seen the pictures. I've talked to Jamie, and he's done so much for lacrosse out there, and for the National Lacrosse League as well. With the TSN TV deal, I know you guys had a bit of a celebrity day out there with TSN coming and do the photo shoots and the pregame intros and all that stuff. Is it kind of celebrity status out there for you guys, or now that the National Hockey League's back, is it kind of status quo?
I don't know if I'd go as far as say celebrity like. I think around that area, that big things are happening, and I think the fans and people around there can kind of see that, and I think Jamie's excitement and like all the effort he puts into making this organization go, it's just incredible, and I really hope everybody can understand that and respect the kind of things he's doing for the game.
Speaking with Nick Rose here on the Off the Crossbar Lacrosse podcast, courtesy of iolindor.com. You're pretty heavy on the Twitter game. You do the odd tweet now and then, but you sent out a tweet the other day, a picture of your brand new lacrosse helmet. If you are on Twitter, you can follow him, at NickRose66. Tell the listeners a little bit about the helmet, what the inspiration behind it was, and what are some of the meanings to it.
Yeah, I haven't really had a painted-up helmet before in my career, in junior even, so I wanted to get something kind of special and close to my heart, and I decided on one side of the helmet I was going to have a picture of my late father shooting on me on a breakaway. It kind of worked out nice. I just basically had to give the artist a picture of him playing and then a picture of me at the opposite angle, and he just kind of combined it, and I didn't think that my idea would be able to translate to what I was thinking of, like how perfect it was, but it came out really well, and I'm proud of that that design. And on the other side, I just have a few Maple Leafs with Chris and Ryan Sanderson's number in it. Obviously, being in the Northland family, those guys meant a lot for me wanting to be a lacrosse player. And, I just wanted to pay tribute to some people that have really been influential in my life. So I'm proud of how the helmet turned out. And, I'm going to wear it with lots of pride, and hopefully it'll give me a little extra jam this season.
Your father, Tony Rose, was pretty influential in not just your lacrosse career, but a lot of people's lacrosse career growing up in Orangeville. And the arena is named after him still?
Yeah, the arena in Orangeville is named after him. Kind of a funny coincidence that he was actually the night manager or not the night manager, just the manager at the arena, and,
yeah.
and he also played across there. So, and now that with me being the night manager at the Rock facility, it's just kind of funny how things come full circle.
Yeah, that's a nice touch. And you mentioned Ryan and Chris Sanderson and the Orangeville connection, and that's something that I really wanted to talk to you about, because I was having a discussion with a Shamrock employee out here in Victoria, and Paul Germain, who's the PR guy for the Victoria Shamrocks, and we were talking about alumni associations and teams who stay together as family, and I asked him, I said, do you know who does the best job of being an alumni association? He goes, oh, probably New West, right? I'm like, no. I said, it's the Orangeville Junior Northmen, and it's unbelievable, not only just the amount of talent that has come out of that program, and we've discussed that ad nauseum on the radio show and on this podcast, of the number of guys that have come from Orangeville and still play the game and are still coming up playing the game, but it's the fact of how tight you guys are. You guys have alumni hockey games and golf tournaments and charity events, and you guys are getting together, you know, almost monthly to do something, whether it's to raise money for Chris Sanderson and his family or for Ryan Miller or Kyle Miller, sorry, all these different people who are part of your family. It just goes to show the strength of the Northmen Alumni Association.
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty incredible. It's more just like we're all friends. Like we all, for the most part, we have our groups that we grew up playing with. And obviously once you become a Junior A Northman, Junior B Northman, whatever, you're in that family, and we all like being around each other. And the last few years, a few guys like Bruce Codd, Josh Sanderson, Glennie Bryan, they've really focused on getting a lot more alumni events going on, and just kind of keeping us all together, giving us the chance to do whatever, play some golf, some hockey, have a few drinks, and just kind of share some old stories and just enjoy yourself. So anytime you kind of have that feeling of respect for each other and friendship, it turns out to be a good time. And I can't say enough about the Northman family. It's given me a lot in my career and my life. And I'd obviously a little biased. I'd say it's probably the best in the world, but yeah,
you're allowed to be biased, buddy. You're allowed to be biased.
Exactly.
It's okay.
Exactly. I couldn't be more proud to be a Northman.
Yeah. What did Chris Sanderson mean to you as a young goaltender growing up?
Obviously a ton. Just watching him when he played Junior A in Orangeville, he was obviously one of the best goalies. They won Minto Cups, and seeing your favorite players win championships and play at such a high level, it kind of just makes you want to be there someday. And just like I was a ball boy back in those days, and like I don't know how old I was, I guess 6 or 7. And
isn't that the best job as a kid?
Oh, it's nothing like
it. Oh, it's so good.
It makes you feel part of the team, and like I said, that's a great group of guys, and they really make you feel like a family, even if you're a little kid just picking up balls. Chris, I can't say enough about him. Obviously, all the other things he's done to inspire people, and his fight with cancer is just incredible. But for me, coming from Orangeville, watching him play, I went to his camps. He started, obviously, he started True North Lacrosse, but even before that, they were doing camps in Orangeville that all of like my group of friends would always go to each summer, and it was some of the best weeks I ever had growing up. And just like you can just see like their personality was just so influential and just fun going. And obviously Chris, just everything he stood for was so inspiring that you can't really, I just have nothing bad to say about that guy. Pretty incredible.
No, there's never, I don't think anyone can really have a bad thing to say about Sandy. He was a class guy. I played with him my 1 year in Anaheim, and my brothers played with him for Team Canada, and he was class top to bottom and a great influence on many, many people. The guy he had a lot of influence on was another good friend of yours, Kyle Miller, who got into the game of lacrosse, playing field lacrosse as a goalie because of Chris Sanderson. And the correlation between those two is just uncanny. The path that their lives have taken from getting into lacrosse until now is just remarkable.
Yeah, it is pretty incredible, and I think that's kind of the effect you can see Chris has on people, and like how Chris inspired Kyle, and then Kyle beat his cancer 8 years ago and decided to become a motivational speaker and help out other people, and obviously he's battling it again, and we wish him all the best and hope for hopefully things go his way soon. And yeah, it's pretty incredible how close their lives have resembled each other, but I think that's more to how great of people they are.
Yeah. You can follow Kyle Miller and his progress. He's in the Bahamas right now getting treatment. Go to his blog, Kyle Miller 35 is the website. It's a remarkable story. If you haven't heard it, go read some stuff and Google Kyle Miller. It's just an unbelievable story. A little rapid fire before we let you go here, Nicky. Few questions that are going to keep you on your toes. Biggest victory of your career?
In the NHL?
Anywhere. Any lacrosse?
I'd have to say 2009 Minto Cup in Brampton. It was do or die. We won one heading to the final, and it was my last junior game, and game was a Northman, and obviously we pulled that out, so that's that one's going to stick with me forever, probably.
Worst defeat?
Worst defeat. I would have to say my first year of Junior A, we were in Game 6, the Olay Finals against Six Nations. We were big-time underdogs, but we were up 4-0 in the Bunny Barn at Orangeville, and they came back on us. Cody Jameson scored a twister with about 0.3 seconds left.
I remember that game.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking. I think that experience really kind of gave us what we needed for the next 2 years, winning the Minto Cup. But yeah, that was probably the most devastating loss.
A quick aside: why do they call it the Bunny Barn?
PG version. Just probably all the beautiful girls just go up and watch our game. So
I get it now. I've always wondered that. Yeah. All right, let's keep this going. Three words to define your game.
Cool, calm, and collected.
I couldn't have put it any better. Best coach you ever had?
I'd have to go with Matty Sawyer. I was with him pretty well the longest, 3 years in Orangeville and then a year in Boston as well. So he's probably had the biggest influence on my career so far.
Best advice you ever received?
It's hard to say. I don't even know. All I can really think of right now is a quote from the movie Pursuit of Happiness, just if you want something, yes, go get it.
Nice. What pro athlete not playing lacrosse right now would make the best lacrosse player?
That's a great question. I would probably have to go with John Tavares because he was a lacrosse player.
Sure. Oh, well played.
He was highly successful because I grew up playing with him. He was 2 or 3 years younger than me. He ended up winning midget MVP my last year, and he was, I think, a first-year Bantam or something. He was pretty incredible. So,
what book are you reading right now?
I'm not reading any books right now, actually, currently. Yeah.
At Nick Rose 66.
Not a big reader. I just did Theo Fleury's.
Nice. That's a good book.
Yeah.
If you're a book reader, tweet him, at NickRose66. Give him a recommendation. If you had to, you may not, but if you had to, what song would you sing at karaoke?
We did a lot of karaoke in Boston after we got home from some road trips. So our go-to with me, Matty Lyons, Paulie Dawson was Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks. So.
Nice. Yeah. If you weren't playing lacrosse, what non-mainstream sport would you play?
Oh wow!
So none of the big four.
I'm not too sure. Maybe darts or pool.
Nice.
I don't know.
Hey, you can drink while you do it. It's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Biggest fear.
Biggest fear. I would probably say losing, but that's probably too cliche. I don't know, maybe heights or something like that.
All right, two more. Last meal.
Last meal? Probably a good steak. I probably just keep it easy.
And finally, will you grow the afro back?
Not this season, but I'll probably grow it in the summer, and then I'll evaluate from there. It's just too much to keep up with. It's kind of like dealing with girls here, so I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully one day. We'll see.
So good. Rosie, I appreciate you doing this, man. I know you've had a long weekend, but thanks for taking the time to chat with us, and good luck this rest of the season, and hopefully a Man Cup and a National Lacrosse League title are in your future.
Thanks a lot, Teddy. Appreciate having me on, and keep doing good work.
As I said, number 66 in your program, Nick Rose, an absolute beauty, and a guy I've gotten to know very well over the past few years, and just a class act top to bottom. And as he said, three words: calm, cool, collective. Watch him play. Never gets phased, never gets rattled, and just sticks to his guns and does what he does best, and that's stop a crossbar. He did a fantastic job this weekend against Calgary and Edmonton. Now he has to face the Philadelphia Wings. Team America, as I've been calling. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Off the Crossbar podcast, brought to you by ILIndoor.com and Inside the Cross magazine. We're here every week, Thursdays, on ILIndoor.com. You can find us on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter, twitter.com/offthecrossbar. And you can also email me, otcb@teamradio.ca. Let me know who you'd like to hear in the next podcast. We do it every week. Make sure you get out and enjoy the games this weekend. There's great games all weekend long. NLL.com for all your information, stats, scores, news, and more. And, of course, ILIndoor.com for everything you need to know about the National Lacrosse League. It's going to be another fantastic season. Thanks for tuning in to the first podcast of the year. Thanks to Nick Rose, of course, for joining us. Of course, want to thank you for stopping by and listening in. Let everybody know about this fantastic podcast, because we're just going to keep on going. And we'd love for as many people to hear about it as possible. My name's Teddy Jenner. This has been the Off the Crossbar podcast. I tell you every week, remember, be excellent to each other.